Welcome to the Cavern. This is Gary Ault at 91.9 WNTI FM, where great music lives. I'm sorry about that, but what we're going to do tonight is we're going to call this show the Beatles Radio Experience. I added the word radio at the last minute because what we're going to be doing is from 1963 every year through 1969, we're going to play the Beatles as, you know, what they were playing on the radio that year, as well as other things that they were playing on the radio. And the first several years, of course, are AM with these hysterical, you know, really fast disc jockeys. So I did a really lame attempt at trying to imitate one of them for your listening pleasure. Enough of that. So we're going to, first of all, we're going to start with 1963, of course. 1964. I've been saying 1963 all day, but I meant 1964 because that's the year that we actually first heard the Beatles. Song "I Want to Hold Your Hand" was actually recorded in and released in 1963 December, but we probably first heard it in the January of 64. And so what kind of things did we hear on the radio? Well, we heard DJs like this.
Hey everybody, Murray the K here.
With Cousin Brucey.
And all kinds of people like that. And another song that was on the radio at that point in time was the Beach Boys' "I Get Around."
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah, get around.
understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. I let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love.
And the reason why we're running songs together and talking through the beginning and ends of them is because that's what they do on AM radio. And we want to be, you know, a little bit close to authentic, give you an idea of what the experience was listening to the Beatles in 1964, as well as the other radio that was surrounding them. And this is, by the way, 91.9 WNTI. You're listening to Gary Ault with The Cavern. And we heard from the top of the set, we heard I Get Around by the Beach Boys. And then we heard Glad All Over from Dave Clark 5. And of course, I Want to Hold Your Hand from the Beatles themselves. And that year we would have heard ads from about Palisades Amusement Park, Dr. Pepper, the Ford Mustang made its debut in that year. So it was interesting times, kind of heady days. We have a trivia question, by the way. And if you want to write down this number, if you know the answer, you want to give us a call. The number is 908-852-4545. The question has to do with the radio, the Beatles, and 1964. In during the week of April 4th, 1964, the Beatles set an all-time record that will probably never be surpassed by holding all top five positions on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Those songs were Can't Buy Me Love, number one, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and number five, Please Please Me. But here's the question. In actuality, they held 12 places on that chart altogether, in different slots on the chart of the top 100. They held not just the top five positions, but 12 positions altogether. Unprecedented. Actually, later in the year, they held 14 at one time. But this is the week of April 4th when they held all the first five, as well as seven others. So the question is, name at least two other songs, two of the seven songs that were in the Billboard Hot 100 chart the week of April 4th, 1964. Those are Beatles songs, not one of the top five, but two of the additional seven that occupied the top 100 chart. Hopefully that made sense. So if you know the answer, give us a call at 908-852-4545. And keeping in mind that I'm by myself here, so I can only talk a little bit. We're going to carry on now with 1965, and this was on the radio.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
Trouble seems so far away. Now as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
My conscience will not allow me to talk through the end of that just to be authentic. So that was Yesterday by the Beatles from the album Help. And we started that set off with some typical things that would have been on the radio in 1965, Petula Clark with Downtown and the Rolling Stones with Get Off of My Cloud. Used to drive my father crazy when that came on. We had AM radio in the car. We'd be in Connecticut or something, and that would come on, and he would switch it off, and we would say, play it, play it, play it. I think we liked it just because it drove him crazy. So we were kind of sadistic that way. But one of the things you might have heard on the radio in those days was Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Go figure. Can you imagine that in these days? Probably not. After the break, we're going to carry on with radio from 1966, the year the Camaro made its debut.
Hi, this is Katie O, host of Katie O Radio. Tune in Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight for a great mix of alternative, including indie, ska, and punk. So join me Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, located on Route 517 in the Panther Valley Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey. Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts is open 7 days a week, featuring one-on-one personal service, explaining prescription and over-the-counter medications for customers, and offers a selection of greeting cards, gifts, and chocolates. All insurance plans are accepted. 908-852-8818.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Red Mill Museum of Clinton, New Jersey. The Red Mill is a state and natural historical site that offers special events throughout the year. The Red Mill Museum is located on Main Street in Clinton. More information available by phone, 908-735-4101. That's 908-735-4101. Or online at theredmill.org.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by
by night and day. Courage take from the green beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Paperback writer.
You sir, oh madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man.
Softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking,
People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel with The Sound of Silence. And we started off that set. This is the reason we did this. We played the Ballad of the Green Berets by Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, mainly just to illustrate what was on the radio in those days. I mean, you heard a lot of Motown and soul, which we're not going to have time to play tonight, unfortunately. And then you heard rock and roll and all kinds of pop. And right in the middle of it, you'd hear, I don't know if you'd call that a novelty song, probably not, but you'd hear, you know, things that you wouldn't expect to be mixed in with the same radio station. And it was mainly, it was AM. But there's the Ballad of the Green Berets and then the Beatles with their hit Paperback Writer. And finally, we heard from Simon and Garfunkel with The Sound of Silence. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. This is Gary Ault with The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we're taking you through the Beatles radio experience of the 1960s, from 64 through to 69. And we arrive at 1967. Now, in 1967, WNEW-FM made their transition to progressive rock format in October of that year, and so we would hear people like this.
I'm Alison Steele, the Nightbird.
And as well as Scott Muni, Bill Roscoe Mercer, Jonathan Schwartz, John Zacherle, and it changed radio completely. We now heard album-oriented rock and things that were so much more adventurous, so we're going to kind of stick with that. And we'll not completely stick with it, but we're going to feature that sort of thing, what we might have heard on an FM station. But we're going to kind of mix the first couple of years. We're going to play some stuff that you might have heard on AM. For example, we might have heard this song by Lulu.
Thank you. shelter in the middle of the roundabout. The pretty nurse is selling puppies from a tray. And though she feels as if she's in a play, she is anyway. Penny Lane, the barber shaves another customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim. And then the fireman pushes in from the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my eye. Beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and meanwhile.
Jimi Hendrix with Hey Joe from his debut album, Are You Experienced? And you certainly would have heard that if you were listening to FM radio in 1967. Before that, we heard from the Beatles with Penny Lane from Magical Mystery Tour, and then a song that you more likely would have heard on AM Top 40, but Lulu with To Sir With Love from the album of the same name. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI. After the break, the Beatles will take us into 1968.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Renotis, your host for Just Jazz, WNTI's Sunday night journey into the wide and wonderful world of jazz. On Just Jazz, I play the traditional, modern, avant-garde, and Latin sounds of jazz. It's cool, it's hot, and it's always swinging. So join me, Bob Renotis, every Sunday night starting at 10 for 5 full hours of the very best in jazz, right here on 919 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the Bowery Presents. Tickets are on sale for folk rock supergroup Crosby, Stills, and Nash, appearing at the Wellmont Theater June 26th and 27th. The Wellmont Theater is located at 5 Seymour Street in Montclair, New Jersey. Tickets and information available online at wellmonttheater.com or by phone 1-877-935-5668 for Crosby, Stills, and Nash at the Wellmont Theater.
WNTI brings you more than you might expect to hear from a radio station. As a regular listener of WNTI, you know you are on a musical exploration every day, beyond the few hundred songs you'd hear on other stations. WNTI is dedicated to bringing you more new releases and the favorites you love. Your financial support makes it all possible. Please make a gift today to WNTI. It's easy to do by mail or online at WNTI.org. And thanks.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
wasn't for my love, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Bad luck and trouble's my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for my dog, I wouldn't have no luck at all. No wine and women, it's all I crave. The big bad woman, they're gonna carry me to my grave. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Troubles been my only friend. I've been down ever since I was 10. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no love. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Born under a bad sign. Born under a bad sign.
Born under a bad sign from Cream, from the Wheels of Fire album. That song goes out to Trevor and Sue, and I think we could also say that goes out to Bob in Newton. That was just an afterthought, actually, but I was just thinking Bob loves to play the drums to this show, and I love Ginger Baker's drumming, that double bass stuff and that riding on the bell stuff, really terrific on that song. Before that, we heard Hey Jude from the Beatles, which I believe was at number one on the AM charts or the Hot 100 Billboard chart, whatever, for something like 13 weeks, some ridiculous amount of time. Anyway, we have an answer to the trivia question. We actually had two callers call in with the correct answer. The question was, the week of April 4th, 1964, the Beatles held the top five positions on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, starting with Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and then Please Please Me. The question was that they actually held 12 places on the chart altogether, so another seven songs somewhere in that top 100. And so call in and name two other songs. Well, Mike from Bedminster and Tim from Long Valley both called in with different but correct answers. Number 31 was I Saw Her Standing There, 41 From Me to You, 46 Do You Want to Know a Secret, 58 All My Lovin', 65 You Can't Do That, 68 Roll Over Beethoven, and 79, Thank You Girl. Now let's carry on with the year 1969.
In the days I saw you, I was told what it means to be a man. Do all those things the best I can.
Well, we're out of time again. This is The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Ault, with an hour of everything Beatles. And we were happy to take you through the 60s with the radio experience of listening to the Beatles, but we're out of time, unfortunately. I think maybe next week what we'll do is feature the guitar work of George Harrison. That was suggested by a listener, and I second it wholeheartedly. So until next week, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And next up is E-Town.
WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.